What do you call a big place where you'd have just one crop growing?
Well, you'd call it a corn field or a wheat field or oat field, whatever you had in it. You'd say down in the corn field or over in the wheat field or down in the oat field.
How about something a little smaller where you might have tobacco?
Well, you tobacco allotments back, we didn't have way back down there tobacco allotments. Tobacco come in this county about 1928 or 9, uh-huh. when the first tobacco began to be growing in this county. Uh-huh. And way back when I first growed up, we didn't have tobacco. I can recollect the first tobacco. All those few people who grow a little tobacco for their own use, they'd what they'd call bull face tobacco, but they didn't put none on the market way back when I was first growed up. And then they got to growing burley, and they'd call it the tobacco patch.
What kind of fencing did you have?
Well, we had the rail fence and barbed wire fence, an awful lot of rail fencing back in my early days, and then it had dropped down and commenced using barbed wire and page wire.
How was the rail fence built?
It was in a zigzag manner. You'd have a 12-foot panel and a 6-foot panel, and in a zigzag, that's what I'd call it. I don't know whatever anybody else called it. That's what all of us called it, zigzag.
Okay. How about fences around the house to keep the chickens out?
Well, way back in the early days, it was a picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally got using wire fence.
Where'd you put up a picket fence? Where would you put that up?
Well, you'd put it up around the yard, and a lot of times I've seen pretty good-sized fields fenced on one side with picket fence.
How about a place where you grow things for table use?
Gardens?
Yeah.
I always had gardens as far back as I can recollect, and grow all kinds of vegetables that you grow today.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things, for example?
Well, you'd grow cabbage, beans, arched potatoes, corn, and beets, radishes.
What kind of beans did you grow?
Well, back in early days, different. They'd grow a white bean. They used to grow white bean they called the October bean, and he was a striped bean, and then they had a white bean that they called a bunch bean, a small white half runner.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had these little pea beans, and beans just about like we've got today, only they most of the time they'd save their own seed, wouldn't go to the store every year and buy them. They'd save their seed and have seed from year to year that they grow themselves.
I see. Now, if you're putting up a fence around the garden, let's say, every corner, you might have to drive in a
corner post.
Uh-huh. How many of those would you use on a whole
Well, now, a small garden like my garden right out here, if I was going to fence it, they'd just be 4 corner posts ordinarily, and then you'd have to brace it each way if you're putting up a wire fence. You'd have to brace it to those corner posts pretty good, so you could stretch the wire from one corner to the other corner.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever make a fence or a wall out of a loose stone or rock from the field?
Never did. And there's now in some sections of this county, there has been lots of fences built out of stone, but we never did build.
What do they call them?
Well, some of them call them mountain stones and river slicks.
Mm-hmm.